Today we celebrate the great feast day of St. Benedict. The word Benedict means blessed. And St. Benedict was truly a great blessing for the church in the 6th century. He was born in central Italy, just outside of Rome, in a place called Nursia. He was born in the year 480. And he was born into a very wealthy family. And at age 17, they sent him to Rome to study. And while he was in Rome, he saw the decay of society. He saw the moral corruption, the paganism and vice that had filled the city of Rome at the time. And so he decided to leave Rome and live a life of prayer, penance, and solitude. So he went to a place called Mount Subiaco, and he spent 3 years there. And pretty soon his reputation for holiness and austerity began to attract other men. And a group of neighborhood monks asked him to be their abbot, to be the head. And so he refused at the beginning, but then he said, okay. After a few months, they began to realize that he was a little bit too strict for them. So they tried to poison him. And then he realized that this was not the right group of men that he should be around. So he left Mount Subiaco and went to Monte Cassino. And in Monte Cassino, he established his own monastery. And this beautiful place of Monte Cassino has been destroyed and rebuilt 3 times in its history. It became really the central monastery in all of Europe at the time. It was at Monte Cassino that Benedict wrote the famous Rule of St. Benedict. And later on, he became known as the father of Western monasticism. His sister also, his twin sister, Scholastica, also entered religious life and is a canonized saint as well. It was at Monte Cassino that the Benedictine order was established. Their motto is Ora et Labora, pray and work. And the Benedictine order, over the centuries, since about the year 520, 530 when it was established, has been a real center for spirituality, and for promotion of the sacred liturgy. The Benedictine orders were then established, such as Cluny and Salem, known for their beautiful Gregorian chant and the reform of the church during the Middle Ages. The Benedictine orders became the centers for learning, for agriculture, for medicine, for charity, and for service to the poor, and for hospitality. They're known especially for their divine office, that they would come together 7 times throughout the day to pray the divine office. Usually it would be chanted in Latin Gregorian chant. They were known for their moderate penances and for their deep love of prayer and silence. Towards the end of his life, he had become so well known that hundreds of men had flocked from all over Europe to join his monastery. He died in the year 547, and in this century, Pope Pius XII called him the Father of Europe. And then back in 1964, Pope Paul VI named him the patron saint of all of Europe. So even though you and I aren't called to the monastic life, what we should learn from St. Benedict is his great love of the sacred liturgy. And I know that all of you love the liturgy very deeply by coming to Mass each day, and by many of you pray the divine office, the liturgy of the hours. We should also have time, private time, every day in our lives for silent prayer, to come before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, to spend time before our Lord, to spend time in silence. One thing our society is so lacking is silence. There's so much noise in our society that we need to get away each day for at least a period of perhaps 15 or 20 minutes just to spend in prayer and silence before our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Many people make a holy hour each day. I highly recommend the making of a daily holy hour, which Bishop Sheen did every day of his life for about 50 years. So we can learn from St. Benedict the importance of the liturgy, the importance of charity, the importance of hospitality, and the importance of daily prayer with our Lord.